Healey toured Berkshire Health Systems with the region's legislative delegation, along with Berkshire District Attorney David Capeless and Sheriff Tom Bowler. The first-term Democrat says heroin and opiate addiction, recognized as an epidemic across the Northeast, crosses class and demographic lines.
The first I heard of this crisis was here in Western Mass 2 years ago when I began a run for Attorney General. So we need to be doing everything we can for not only Berkshire County, but for counties and communities across the state. That means more funding for treatment and resources. It means more funding for a more robust prescription drug monitoring program. It means working to support efforts at prevention, including education for young people, education to the public about the need to get rid of medicine hanging around in your cabinet and get it to a safe disposal box. And certainly I know from a law enforcement perspective, we'll crack down on some of the high-level drug trafficking that we see. We still see a lot of pills out there being diverted to the black market. 4 out of 5 of our heroin users today started with prescription pain medication.
Republican Governor Charlie Baker announced an opioid task force earlier this year that includes the Attorney General. With the purpose of driving legislation, the group expects to formally release its recommendations later this month. Healey says some of the initiatives she mentioned will be included.
And then the important thing will be action, because you can have all the recommendations in the world, but we need to be really focused on action and immediate action, because people are dying every day. People are ODing every day in this state. We see it, the effect of it in our emergency rooms, in our community courts, what police and fire and others are having to deal with.
Earlier this year, Governor Baker announced the first ever public release of state-collected data on the number of painkiller prescriptions written and overdose deaths in each county, topping out at 16.8, 15.7, and 15.5% of a population, respectively. It finds Plymouth, Bristol, and Barnstable counties have the highest rates of persons with activity of concern, such as receiving prescriptions from different doctors or pharmacies. Hamden is next highest at 14.8%, while Berkshire, Franklin, and Hampshire counties range from roughly 11 to 9%. State Representative Smitty Pignatelli of Lenox says despite the Berkshire's rural landscape, it is not immune to the ills of drug addiction.
There is a sickness here that we need to deal with. We need to deal with fairly and equitably. And I'm a big champion of health parity. We had a big, long discussion about health parity. We need to be treating substance abusers like we would a cancer patient. So health parity, getting the insurance companies to recognize that.
With funding a constant issue, Sheriff Bowler says his office continues to look at a program that treats addicts while they await trial. Healey says the state needs to build a robust prescription monitoring program to stop doctor or pharmacy shopping and limit overprescribing. She adds that Narcan, an overdose reversal drug, is not as available as it needs to be.
And that's one thing that we're working on in the Attorney General's office with the legislature, to get a bulk purchasing arrangement in place so that that is much easier to come by. It is a life-saving medication, and we've seen the benefits of Narcan and its use throughout the state. So that's something that we were focused on. As you know, a few weeks ago, we reached out to the maker of Narcan, and we're trying to work on an arrangement now to make that more available here in the state.
Reporting from WAMC's Berkshire Bureau at the Berkshire Eagle, I'm Jim Lavoulis.